My name is Eric Knight. I'm from the Corey Ross and FFA chapter, and I am the District 4 president this year.
Erica, what does it mean to you to be elected to that District 4 president's position?
Oh, it means so much. It is so unreal. I have been dreaming of this since my freshman year. I really have. I was fortunate enough to win the Creed speaking contest, and ever since I stepped foot on that stage, I knew I wanted an office, and for it to actually come true, I can't believe it. It still feels unreal, but I am so excited, and I can't wait to meet all the members across Ohio.
So tell me about your FFA experience. You talked about being in the Creed contest, but other activities too?
Yes, I have participated in parliamentary procedure for the past 3 years on my FFA school team. I've also done job interview 2 non-consecutive years. I went to state for that this past year. I actually got 5th place in Division 4. So I've had some great FFA experiences, and I'm so grateful for them.
So who along the way has been there to support you and encourage you?
Obviously, my FFA advisors. I've had 3 FFA advisors in the past 4 years, and I cannot be more appreciative for them, as well as my mom. She's my number one. She's my supporter, my best friend. She goes everywhere with me, and I would not be here without her.
Erica, how has the FFA prepared you for your year as district president?
With the FFA, I have learned so many things. I have met so many friendships, and communication skills is definitely one thing that the FFA has brought out of me. So that definitely has prepared me for the office this year. I'm ready to communicate with those FFA members. I want to know what they think the FFA is doing good and what their chapters are doing at home as well.
Sounds like you already have some goals on what you hope to accomplish.
I definitely do. I went into this office position when I first applied, and I did not want to take it lightly. I definitely knew that I had goals that I wanted to accomplish if I got here, so I hope to fulfill them.
So what is in your future career plans?
I am currently a senior in high school, only 14 days left. Not that I'm counting or anything, but I plan to go to a 4-year university and am looking at either biology pre-med or actually agronomy.
So has FFA pointed you in those directions?
Absolutely. I love the sciences. Sciences are tough, sciences are challenging, and the FFA has taught me how to conquer challenges and know that even if something's tough, whether it's schoolwork or otherwise, that I can do it if I put my mind to it, and I can do it with the help of others. So the FFA has definitely prepared me for my career path.
Congratulations. Best of luck.
Thank you very much.